Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, unfortunately, there are not that many kind of educational success stories in our country anymore. And that's why I like the Noble family. That would be my family. For 16 years in a row, we did homeschooling because we were not going into the public school system. We thought that the regular kind of traditional private school, private Christian school thing didn't work for us. And sometimes that was because of budget. And sometimes that was just us wanting to have a little bit more control of our schedule, but we've been very open to different ways of doing education. And one of the things that I've always heard of, but I didn't know much about, was Montessori schools. So, but you're Montessori, okay, what in the world is that? And then private schools. Did you know here in North Carolina, like for example, right now in North Carolina, there are more kids in homeschooling, for example, than there are in private schools, but private schools continue to grow, and we're looking for options as parents and even for some of you as grandparents. How are we going to educate our kids in a world that is increasingly hostile towards a Christian worldview? And not just we want our kids to understand a Christian worldview, we want them to be well-educated as well so that when they get out of school, they can make a dent in this culture by using their education for things that will glorify God and then have an impact on the world around us. And so eight years ago, I met Danny Breed. Danny and Carrie Breed are here at Oak City Academy. We're in Garner, North Carolina, which is just south of Raleigh. And I met Danny, and then a friend of mine, Bob Touchton, got a hold of me several months ago and said, hey, would you consider talking to this school? God's doing this awesome work at this school called Oak City Academy. And I'm like, that sounds familiar to me. And then I figured it out that, hey, wait a second, I did radio with Danny like 7 years ago, when Danny was in his early 20s, and then all of a sudden to see how much it's grown. It's really exciting. I'm thrilled to be here. So I'm here with Danny and Carrie Breed, who are the founders of Oak City Academy. It's oakcityacademy.org, by the way. Good to see you guys. How are you?
Good. Great. Thanks for having us.
How weird is this? I'm like, I just invaded your territory.
I know. It's amazing.
Where everything's nice and calm. Everybody's, you have these incredible young people here that are well-mannered.
And then Steve Noble
then
walks
me
in the door.
Yeah. So this is like not part of the plan, but it's great to be here. I'm thrilled to be here.
We're
with
glad
you
to
guys.
Have you.
Thank you. And when I came for a visit, when was that like 2 months ago, Danny, when I was here?
Something like that, yeah.
And I was amazed at what I saw and what I experienced in the classrooms that I walked into. They have these young students walk up to me, stick their hand out, introduce themselves, want to know my name, and then offer to give me a tour was highly unusual, to say the least. I don't think any of us are used to that, whether they're in third grade or 30. We don't get that very much in this world anymore, but that's happening here at Oak City Academy. So the story behind that and what's going on with Montessori School, we're going to unpack all that. Plus, we'll have a couple of the students join us a little bit later. We'll have Troy, who's in first grade, and Grace, who's in fourth grade. I think you'll be blown away by just how well poised they are and how well-spoken they are. But the kind of, if you're stuck in an elevator with somebody and they say, hey, Dan and Carrie, what do you guys do for a living? How do you explain Oak City Academy to people? See, this is your son, and they're a husband and wife. That's why they're both pointing at each other right now. But how do you explain Oak City Academy just kind of in a breezy, fast way?
Right. Well, we start out with one of our passion statements is that we want to cultivate joyful learners who bring heaven to earth. And so we want to focus on cultivating joy in the kids. They actually enjoy learning. They love learning. That spark in their eyes doesn't go out. It actually gets bigger. And then we want to bring the gospel home in practical, tangible ways into the classroom, throughout the school, et cetera. And we figure that we believe that Montessori is actually the best way to make all of that happen because it creates a flexible environment by which our teachers can really engage the kids in their character, cultivate their joy, and yet also have those opportunities for those character-building moments when they come along to share the gospel and move forward with that.
Yeah, and we'll unpack what a Montessori school is in terms of an educational process, and because it's very different. It was very different for me to come in and see it the first time, but that was 7 years ago. When you get to be my age, all that stuff just disappears. You forget it. But when I was here recently, it was reminiscent of homeschooling. Mm-hmm. Because it had this kind of calm, casual, not that every homeschool is calm,
right,
but kind of a casual, it's not a real stuffy classroom kind of environment. So we'll unpack that. But Carrie, what did Danny miss?
Oh, what did he miss? He didn't miss a lot. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
So
wasn't
we
it?
Also have a huge heart for the low income community, and so part of our mission is scholarshiping families from, you know, the urban low income community, underserved families, to also have access to Christian education. So that's a big heart of ours as well. And we serve a blend. We serve a homeschool community as well, just like you said. I mean, we knew that we were on the track to, you know, incorporating homeschool families into our model whenever we had time after time after time homeschool families walk in and say, this is like a glorified homeschool.
Yeah.
We went bing, bing, bing. You hit the nail on the head, because it does. It feels like you're at home, because environment's a big deal to us. So anyway, but yeah, just those two aspects to our program.
Which now, how did God get you guys both into the same thing at the same time? So what? Give me the birth story of Oak City Academy.
Well, we moved to downtown Raleigh. That would have been what, 11 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And we had been down the community, and we lived off of East Street. We were the only white family on our street. We wanted to be in the community, just going to learn from them. After about 2 years, we were thinking, how are we really loving the community with the gospel? And through that conviction, we started praying about what do we need, what needs to happen. A school needs to happen, because these kids need to have access to a great education. And particularly, you know, 7 out of 10 kids who are skateboarding down my street, playing basketball, whatever, they're not reading by third grade. And so it's really hard to live out the image of God in you when you can't even read.
Yeah.
And so we need to address that. And long story short, through a lot of Carrie's prayers, and then I was praying.
I was like, don't say anything. Just pray. Just pray.
Fall on the Lord. And the Lord's like, okay, boom, you need to start a school. Then we're like, great. So Carrie has an education background. She taught Montessori in Durham. And
Danny's the classical guru. So we wanted to bring what we felt like was the best of both educational models, classical education and Montessori, together. Right. And then Oak City Academy.
Plus a business degree.
Yeah, you know, have the business degree.
Prayed a lot. God brought in $70,000 in July of 2011. And we're like, all right, I guess we're starting a school. And so we had all the infrastructure laid out, rolled it out, started with pre-KK with 12 kids.
Yeah, wow. And how many are enrolled today?
137.
Wow, that's a lot of growth.
That is.
And I know God's doing a thing, because you've got land, you're going to build, you're going to expand.
Right.
So it just continues to move. Well, obviously, God's been blessing it, and we're going to hit a break here in about 30 seconds. But why so much growth? Why do you think it's worked so well?
She's a great saleswoman.
I mean, I do a lot of the marketing.
And it's meeting a niche. Like, we're really focusing on the soft skills, character, and the environment that engages the kids.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity, because you are dealing with some lower income folks, and with the opportunities that are available that would never have access, unfortunately, would never have access to this level of education. That's all part of the Oak City story. We're here on location today, Garner, North Carolina. OakCityAcademy.org is the website. We're going to find out a lot more from Danny and Carrie Breed when we come back up.
So what are we waiting for?
Welcome back to Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We are live at Oak City Academy, and if you want to kind of get a glimpse into what that's like, you can go join us on Facebook. Just go to my Facebook page, The Steve Noble Show on Facebook, and you'll be able to join us on Facebook Live. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. Got a lot of different things going on this week. Of course, today, a monumental and historical day in our nation's history for only the third time. Since 1789, when the Constitution was drafted, we are starting an impeachment trial that's going on in the Senate today. I've been listening to a lot of that. The Senate is very different than the House, and so it's a much more somber environment. They're very well controlled. You've got all these senators, and there are 100 of them, by the way. They don't have a choice, which is why this is so dangerous for somebody like Bernie Sanders, because he has to be there as long as it lasts. They do not have a choice, but they don't get to interrupt. This is not like a House hearing. This is not like a subcommittee. It's very formal. So I am paying attention to that. We are going to talk about this a lot on the air during the rest of the week. But today, setting that aside, because that's going to be waiting for us tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. We're live at Oak City Academy, oakcityacademy.org. We're in Garner, North Carolina, which is just south of downtown Raleigh. A great kind of educational success story, a Christian Montessori school. You're going to learn more about the Montessori process, but I'm here with Danny and Carrie Breed, who started Oak City Academy all the way back in 2011 with how many students was it? First year, 12?
12.
All your little lab rats that you collected from other people's families. But you mentioned, Carrie, that...
Not lab rats, because our kids
my
were
words,
part
not
of,
yours.
Our kids were part of
your
the
kids
founding
part of
group, and they knew we're not going to mess up our own kids. Unlike, you said, your family.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so we're kind of messy. Anyway...
we're all messy.
So that was that very first year.
12 students, but it's grown tremendously. And I was asking you a little bit about kind of what's been behind that. Obviously, God's been blessing it. But you do have some core values. You mentioned this a little bit, Danny. And then you have character development. So if we're going to list out, here's the things that have really concrete happened. Besides, obviously, God's blessing. And we've got to start there and end
there. Absolutely.
But in terms of the actual process and what happens on campus, what are the things that kind of kept it growing year after year after year?
Yeah, what makes us who we are. Yeah. So, I mean, core values, first, we're passionate creatives who go the extra mile. So, I mean, people ask, are you a language school? Are you an art school? 100% we're an art school. We collaborate with the North Carolina Theater, with theatrical, you know, nonprofits in the area, arts integrated into the classroom, you know, those kinds of things. Our parents go the extra mile. I mean, I walked up on a teacher appreciation day last week. Or, no, not last week, last year. And I see parents in their scrubs washing our vehicles. And I'm like, wow. What? You know, oh, wait, this is who we are. This is who we are. We go the extra mile,
yeah,
right? Because that's what love does. We're community of honor and trust. It's a really big deal to me how I speak with you, how you speak with me, because we're setting a standard for our kids about what's okay and what's not okay with how we speak to each other. And that's important because kids see and they hear it all, even if we don't think.
I'll leave as soon as possible, by the way, to help that process out.
And that builds a community of trust whenever I know, hey, we're going to treat each other with honor, you know. Courageous authenticity would be, you know, a third value we carry. So I saw a meme on Facebook one time. It said, you know, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And it's
yeah,
just good,
it's good,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
But you have to be courageous to be who you
sure.
are, right?
Well, fearfully and wonderfully, I would add with a little bit of fear and trembling, specifically made. And God didn't call you to be me. He didn't call me to be Danny. And
that's
everybody's
right.
got a different place on the wall. We're all on the wall. Nehemiah, but we all have a different place. And why would you want to follow anybody else? God didn't make you to be somebody else.
That's
he made
right.
you to be you.
So we encourage the kids to be brave and to be them, be who God's created them to
yeah,
be.
That's awesome.
Next, flourishing environment. So the kids are clearly flourishing here academically. The kids, let's see, they just took their, end of grade test, and 80% of our rising fourth graders are scoring above grade level on their overall achievement.
Now that's an awesome thing in and of itself. But given the fact that you have a lot of kids here that would otherwise not be able to go to a private school like this,
right?
That's got to be especially gratifying.
Huge.
Huge. And those are our trends. Like every single year, we see our sixth graders took the test last year. And I mean, guess what their average mean score was academically?
I have no idea.
11th grade, fifth.
Golly. Wow.
I mean, average.
Sixth graders.
Sixth graders, right. So they're off the charts academically. So a lot of times schools, when they're killing it academically and they have space to do more, they add on more academics. But what we're able to do with a flourishing environment is add on just the more of life experience. So we're teaching kids how to make eye contact, how to shake somebody's hand, how to prepare for an interview.
That's what blew me away when I came here a couple months ago, walking into a classroom, and I want to dive into the Montessori model next because I know a lot of people probably don't understand that
yeah.
or haven't had any exposure to it. But to have these first graders, second graders, third graders, I mean, on their own, somebody would walk over to me. Literally, I walked in the classroom. They'd walk over. Hi, my name's Troy. What's your name? May I please give you a tour? And I'm like, who are you? I mean, what happened
Do you
here?
Want a snack?
I was, yeah,
yeah.
And I should have taken them up on that. But it was amazing. I was blown away by that.
Right. I mean, because honestly, you think about it, it's these days to get a job, it's not always about your resume. It's who do you know?
That's right.
And are you going to make a good first impression? So we're teaching the kids how to do that. We're teaching preschoolers how to pack their suitcase, how to sweep the floor. We have kids go home and they're transferring these skills home. And the parents look at us and say, where'd you put my kid? You know, they're asking me if they can wash dishes and they're four,
yeah.
you know? And so just these soft skills and these life skills that kids are going to need, we're able to give them all the way up through, you know, middle school. And, teaching kids how to change oil in a car. What school does that?
Yeah, well, nobody.
We have an opportunity to because we
well,
know.
You can have all this academic success, but you have no life skills and
right.
nothing that really applies to the real world. It's just
right.
the academic, which is important in and of itself, but it's not well-rounded. So, Danny,
right.
why Montessori? Tell us what the Montessori school process is because I want people to really understand this.
All right. So,
uh-oh, he's getting comfortable.
I'm getting comfortable. Get my hands free.
Okay, yeah.
Talk.
Go, baby.
So part of the cores of Montessori are multi-age classrooms so that younger kids actually see where they want to get to. So let's say you have a first grader, first year, who is maybe doing static addition, right? But he is seeing multiplication because the third year's in multiplication. He's like, I want to go there. Well, he's already jazzed about doing that, but then the teacher says, well, here's the pathway to do that.
Right.
So they're internally motivated. That's the main thing about Montessori kids is they're internally motivated. We're not about stars and things in the refrigerator and all of that. Those are fine. But we want the kids to be lifelong learners. And when they own their own education, then they can be a lifelong learner. So they see that. Then you need to be able to experience what you're learning. You know, somebody can tell you about it, but you A, may not be an auditory listener or learner. And B, if you can actually dive into the process and experience multiplication, experience verbs, experience horses, things like that, then you're going to have a whole deeper level of understanding what God has created and what's there. And so there's a Montessori. When you walk into a Montessori classroom, you're going to walk in and you're going to see a bunch of shelves, you know, a bunch of kids working on floors. You see kids at tables, and it looks very busy, and some might even say chaotic, but when you actually sit and watch it, it looks like a dance, because kids actually are owning their education, and they're in charge of their environment. The teacher in the classroom is the environment, not the adult in the classroom. The adult in the classroom is a facilitator of those lessons, but the kids are the ones that are using the environment to really learn those lessons.
Well, it was remarkably calm. I mean, that was alarming to me, because I'm not a calm person. But to walk in and there's just this calmness about it, which in a room with 15, 20 first, second, third graders, that's an oxymoron. That doesn't even make sense. You go, hey, I've got this class full of first and second, third graders, and they're really quiet and calm.
Right.
And I'm like, what'd you put in their Kool-Aid? Like, what's the deal with that? So, but is that part of the Montessori process, or is that a little more unique to Oak City?
Yeah.
It's still part of Montessori, the peaceful learning environment. And part of that is that it shows respect for other kids. Like, I want to learn in a peaceful environment. And I want you to have a peaceful environment, so I'm going to be peaceful myself.
Yeah. When you want to learn, you go to a coffee shop. We want to create that environment for the kids.
Yeah, that's what it felt like, except nobody made me a latte, Danny.
Sorry, we're working on that practical life next
year. All right, we're going to get on that next. This is Steve Noble live from Oak City Academy. And pretty soon we're going to get Troy in here. He's in first grade. We'll get Grace in here. She's in fourth grade. We'll continue to learn more about Oak City and Montessori and what God is going to do next. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We're live from Oak City Academy here in Garner, North Carolina, just south of downtown Raleigh, talking to our friends Danny and Carrie Breed at Oak City Academy, which they started back in 2011, private Christian Montessori school. And it's just an amazing experience. You're going to hear from Troy here in just a minute, who's sitting in here. So if you guys are on Facebook Live, Troy's to my left. Grace is over here to my right. Troy's in first grade. Grace is in fourth grade. And you'll hear it from the mouths of quote-unquote babes as we talk to them about their experience. But we're learning a little bit about Montessori school and that whole process. And to break, what would you say when people go, okay, what's the difference between Montessori and like regular school or homeschool? What would you usually say to them, Carrie? So that they can grasp it quickly.
What's the difference between Montessori and regular school?
Like what most of us are used to.
Okay, yeah. So we've got multi-age classrooms. So you've got, 3 to 6 year olds in one classroom, first through third graders in another classroom. Students are learning to own their own learning. It's not grade-based. It's mastery-based. The teachers are the facilitators of the learning. The materials are the teachers. And then you just see a lot of self-directed learning. A lot of kids that are hungry to learn, they want it because they want to master it. They want to get through it. They're not doing it because they have to, or they get a red star, or they get a pizza party. It's because there's this internal motivation we've been able to capitalize on, because when you see a 4-year-old come into kindergarten, they've already learned how to, a lot of them ride a bike. They've learned how to count to 100. They've learned how to, whatever, do all these things. And then they turn into 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds that raise their hand saying, are we going to be graded on this? Is this going to be on the test?
Right.
And so that fire they had at age 4 didn't just burn out on its own. Sometimes we've smothered it without knowing that we're smothering that intrinsic love for learning.
In a Montessori school day, is it, okay, you do math from 8 to 8:30, right. Then you do English, then you do, is it?
Yeah, and I want to add to that real quick. I would say that it cuts according to the grain of how kids learn. That's the main difference, is Montessori, accords with the nature of a child and how they actually learn. So in the morning time, there is a 2.5-hour work period at which that's when they're doing their core curriculum of math, language, maybe some science or geography, and getting their lessons, and then they're practicing their lessons.
Yeah.
So you walk into that 2.5-hour work time, and they're all busy bees working it out.
Do they choose what they start with?
They get choices of what they start with, what they end with. Some kids need a little bit more help with making, having an order, and that's okay. So we follow the child according to the curriculum, right? But they get to choose when they do it, and then they'll have lessons, and the teachers will gather a small group of, 3 to 6 kids for a math lesson. And it could be a first grader and a second grader in that math lesson. So we always tell parents, we'll never hold your child back if they're running, if they're in first grade,
right, like, let them go.
Grace here, you know, she's reading a whole grade above grade level, and so she has access to all the books, the fifth and sixth grade books, in that classroom, you know.
And then, so what are the grade breakups again? What is there, are you do it by age?
Three-year age range.
Yeah, so it's, you know, three to six, you know, that's pre-K to kindergarten, and then you have first through third, fourth, fifth, sixth.
Middle school.
And then soon, high school.
Whoop, whoop.
Which
it's
we'll
the
get 10-year to.
Plan.
Which
that's
we'll get
right.
to. Okay, Danny, you're going to have to give up your spot now, and then we're going to get Troy in here. Troy, you ready to go? Troy's ready. So Troy remembered me today because I'm so memorable, right, Troy? So I walked in, and you're like, hey, I gave you a tour. And Troy's in first grade here at Oak City Academy. Troy, how are you, buddy? Good to see you.
Very good.
Very good. Okay, that's awesome. So that day I came for a visit, I walked in with Mr. Breed, and you walked right up to me, and you stuck your hand right out. Not my face. You stuck it right out, and you said, hi, my name's Troy. What's your name? And then can I give you a tour? That was really awesome. So tell me what's your favorite thing about being here at Oak City?
That's a very good question.
Thank you.
It's all the kids that are around, and they're so loving, and they have such a great heart.
And what's your favorite thing to do during the school day? What's your favorite subject or your favorite station in the room?
That would be math.
Oh, why do you like math? I was never a big math guy, but God made you to be a math guy, so that's awesome.
Because you could do multiplication.
Now, are you doing multiplication yet?
No, not right now.
So when are you going to get to it?
Probably first or second.
Now, that's kind of a part of the deal, isn't it, Carrie, that he's going to get to multiplication when he's ready to get to it.
Right, and he will probably be ready in first or second grade. He's in first grade currently, and so typically multiplication is introduced around third.
Yeah.
So he's just going to have access a lot sooner.
Why do you like multiplication, by the way?
It's because you get to use materials.
So it's different. It's a different kind of learning process than what you're doing right now in math. So what right now, take multiplication out of it because we know that's on your radar screen and you're going to get there sooner.
He really wants to do multiplication.
What other parts of the room do you really enjoy in terms of your school day and what subjects?
Writing.
Writing. So what do you do at the writing? Do you call it a station?
We really don't call it a station.
All right. So what do you do there at the writing area? Tell me what that's like.
We just write, and we could write a story. We could do lots of things.
What's something you wrote recently?
A story about the lost boy.
Who did you make it up, or did you hear it and then kind of rewrite it?
I made it up.
You did. Does it have a happy ending or a sad ending?
Sad.
A sad ending? Why'd
sad,
you pick a sad
scary?
Ending? A sad, scary
no.
ending. Well, that's kind of life, isn't it? I mean, let's not make everything all rose petals and smiles and giggles because life isn't like that. So writing, and then give me another one. Tell me another area you really like during the day.
I really love language a little.
Yeah, cool. So one more question, and then I'll let you go. So if you're playing with a friend on a playground, let's say, and it's nice outside, and they say, where do you go to school? And you say, well, I go to Oak City Academy. And they say, should I go there? Like, should I go to your school? What would you tell them?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's such a loving school, and we have such good teachers.
That's a pretty good answer.
Aww.
Is he soft-hearted? I'm getting the feeling that Troy's a little soft-hearted.
Yeah, he's a little teddy bear. He hugs me every time I walk into their classroom.
Oh, that's
Troy.
Awesome.
He's right there on me.
So we allow hugs
here
because that's normal.
Yeah, that's right. We give kids a choice when they walk in the door. How do you want to say hello? You can give a high five. You can give a hug. You can give a handshake.
Cool.
So
awesome.
Everyone gets a choice.
Hey, Troy, thanks for being with us today, buddy. I appreciate you being here.
Good job, buddy.
You did great. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about how you did?
Very good.
Excellent.
Teaching that confidence,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, baby, it's
young
there.
Age,
all right,
young
Troy,
age.
We're going to get Grace going now. So thank you, Troy. And now we're going to talk to Grace. Grace is in the fourth grade here at Oak City Academy, and she's getting ready to go. Make sure that my – oh, there you go. Okay, cool. Grace, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good.
All right, so tell me a little bit about – because you've done homeschooling. You've done kind of a regular school, and then you came here to Oak City Academy. What do you like about this environment? Because it's a little different than what you experienced in the past.
I really like the school because it's just very loving, like Troy said, and we have such good teachers. But with my other Christian school, it's that you have to be at a certain level. But with this school, you can be at any level that you want, and the teachers aren't forcing you to be, you know, you have to be at this certain level, and it's just very, 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 very good.
Is there a particular subject where you're really excited about the opportunity to kind of move at your own pace?
I think that would be math, because I feel that some parts I'm struggling with, but some parts I'm kind of increasing. And I feel like I'm getting better and better at it every day.
So what are your kind of your favorite parts of the day in terms of where you're at in the room? And tell me a little bit about that, like about math, but tell us about some of the other areas that you are learning in.
Probably language, because there is a work, and it's called Non-Countable and Countable. And it's a work where you have an object and you either determine if it is countable or non-countable. And countable means, you know, you can count the object. Like, you can't count rice because countable usually ends in an S. So you can't count rices, but you can count grains.
Got it. She
just schooled all of us.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, you lost me about 60 seconds ago, and you're in fourth grade, and I'm as old as dirt.
That's a compliment.
That's definitely a compliment.
A big one, yeah.
What's the thing that you said, how loving it is, which is awesome. How is it most different from the educational processes you've been through in the past, school in the past? What stands out to you the most about being here?
Well, in my old school, a lot of kids were not really nice to me, and they would just kind of hide in the corner. They wouldn't really express themselves. But with this school, every child is just very, I wouldn't say emotional, but they are very just sweet and kind. And with homeschooling, of course, I didn't have any kids to, you know, communicate with and be with. It was just my mom and me. So I feel that with this school, I can have great friends that are loving and sweet and kind, and I can have other people to talk to and have a conversation with.
Yeah, that's so cool. And what grade are you in now?
I'm fourth.
You're in fourth. So now you're in the fourth, fifth, sixth part? Is that what you're in, right?
Yes. Upper elementary.
Fourth, fifth, and sixth?
Yeah.
And what is the one area you want to get to faster than any other? Where do you want to advance most? Is it reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool. Grace, you're incredibly well-spoken.
Thank you.
You did a great job. You're welcome. Thanks for sharing with us today.
You're welcome.
And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the school and the process, and then we're going to get into and your notice that what's with the loving environment. That's not something we hear very often. And then we'll talk about some really exciting things that God has on the drawing board, a new piece of property, the high school coming. Super awesome. What's going on? We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We're live from Oak City Academy. It's down here in Garner, North Carolina, just south of downtown Raleigh, oakcityacademy.org. 3 years of age up to eighth grade, but moving beyond that, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. And I just wanted to, we're talking to Danny and Carrie Breed, who are the founders and still are, you guys are still kind of number one and number two.
We are.
Co-founders.
Right? Co-founders.
Yep.
See how she jumped in there on that?
Did you
see
that? CEO,
number one and number two, co-founders. She didn't want to, okay, I'm totally down with that.
Well, your
marriage is your business.
We made up my title. We made up my title.
You did?
Yeah, CVO, Chief Visionary Officer, because I'm the dreamer, right? And so I'm the visionary.
She dreams. I figure out how to put it all together.
He's the integrator.
Are you the gas and he's the brakes?
I'm totally the gas.
Yeah, see, in my relationship, I'm all the gas and she's all the brakes. So, but that's, God knows what he's doing and he has a good sense of humor. So did you guys hand select Troy and Grace? Because they were like totally insane. But it seems like they're kind of normal for Oak City.
Right? They are. You're going to get
and
that.
This isn't a paid advertisement or anything.
No,
you're newer to the show, you should know this already. I really don't suck up to anybody and I don't do anything on this show because I'm filling time or because I'm bored. I am a missional person. I've been given this platform. I need to be a good steward of it. So where I see God moving and where God's truth needs to be proclaimed, that's what we're going to do. So
that's,
I really
right.
am a maniac on a mission. And so I wouldn't be here if I didn't see God doing things here and believe in it myself. So this isn't like advertising or anything like that. Just so you guys know, if you're as cynical as I am, I just wanted to make sure you understood that. But you would say they're kind of typical
Right. That's right. You're going to walk into a classroom and somebody's, you know, multiple children, 3 to 5, are going to walk up and say, "Hi, welcome to Oak City Academy. I'm so glad you're here. You know, welcome to our classroom. Can I offer you a snack? You know, we've got a tea station." I was thinking about, you know, you mentioned it's no one made me a latte. Well,
right.
Actually,
not
they
yet,
would
anyway.
They would brew you tea in upper elementary, 4th through 6th grade. They have a tea station. So, I mean, yeah, these kids, this is a real deal.
So how much of that is the older one, because you mix them up, mm-hmm. so they're, it's not just first graders and second graders and third graders.
Right.
In the Sunday school world, the philosophy professor out at the seminary used to call that age-based apartheid, which makes a lot of sense because it shuts down the system of the older helping the younger.
Right.
How much of this is the older students, and they might just be a grade or two older, having that kind of influence on the younger student, and the younger student watching the older student.
Absolutely.
And they're like, I want, because we're all like that. Well, I want to be like my big brother. I want to be able to ride a bike. Mm-hmm. I want to get a license, whatever.
We also learn best through imitation.
Yeah.
And so when they see the older students doing it, they're like, oh, that's how life should be. That's how I should function.
Right. And I mean, even with some of the older students, like in third grade, you know, they can, we say the more responsibility you show us, the more freedom you get.
Sure.
Right. We do that at home. We do that at school. So if they're showing us a lot of responsibility, then we call them the elders of the classroom.
Wow,
and so, cool. I mean, the first graders are like, I want to be an elder. I want to be an elder. And, you know, and then if the third graders do something that's irresponsible and they're not using their freedom for good, then they lose, you know, these freedoms because they're not being responsible. So it's this whole balance of, as you show us responsibility, you're going to get more freedom. And then that you have a boundary and that freedom's limited if you're not being responsible with your freedom.
Is there a type of student that you would say won't thrive at a Montessori environment?
A child that struggles in self-management. So we have a freer environment. And so a child has to be able to take 1 and 2 step directions and then want to be able to manage themselves.
Now, what about boys versus girls? Because I know, well, that's a bigger conversation, obviously, and they're not from Mars and Venus. We're all from Earth, so get over it. But how does that work? You know what I mean?
Well,
because we learn differently.
Yeah, and let me talk about this too. So a lot of education, conventional education, public school education, a lot of private school education is geared towards girls.
Girls.
It's a very feminine model of education. You need to sit. You need to sit quietly. You know, these are the expectations. And sometimes, you know, the boys or the girls, they need to move around, you know. And so we make sure that our curriculum has everything from sweeping to dishwashing to screwdriving to hammering. I mean, Danny was out there at one point teaching the kids how to make a catapult.
Wow.
And so, I mean, the gardening, the changing oil in a car, all of those things the kids are learning no matter what gender they are, we want them to be able to flourish here.
So how does the process start when a parent or a grandparent that's listening says, okay, I want to check this place out? What is that dating process look like to find if this is the right fit for
them? Awesome. I'll speak to that. I run the admissions program. So you take a tour. That's the first thing. You sign up online to take a tour. And then you come and you get to, we'll teach you a little bit about Montessori. We'll watch a video. We'll talk about our core values, which we talked about, you know, ending with nature and beauty and the heart of God, courageous authenticity, flourishing environment, the things we talked about already. And then we'll take a tour of the classroom and you'll get to see for yourself. And that's what we encourage in admissions. I'll encourage the parents here, go tour more schools, you know, have a list.
Yeah, yeah.
Go step in the environment and don't just go to the preschool kindergarten classroom. If you're looking at kindergarten, go to that 5th grade classroom because you want to commit to a school where your kid's going to be and they're going to flourish through all the grades and you want to see the gamut.
And then talk about the financial aspect of it because we're not talking about a public school here. It's not on the taxpayer dollar and you help people that normally wouldn't be able to afford private education. So speak to that a little bit. And then I want to talk about what God's doing next.
Yeah, absolutely. So so there's kids that pay full tuition. There's kids who are on a sliding scale like I said, we scholarship families from urban low-income communities. And then there's the blended model that cuts tuition in half. So you can choose to stay home with your child and homeschool them 2 or 3 days a week. And then they'd go to school the other 2 or 3 days a week. So it gives them that mix. And it also makes it more affordable. And then on top of that, we have an external scholarship opportunity through the North Carolina Scholarship Opportunity Scholarship
Program.
Yeah,
that's a new thing here at North Carolina.
That you can apply for.
It's totally awesome.
It's a North Carolina state-funded scholarship, and so we accept that too. So, I mean, for blended model students, it completely covers the tuition here. So you could do a half-week program with no cost.
Yeah, and kind of start that way.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on next? Because I know we're at a church location. You have a great relationship with the church. You got multiple rooms and multiple buildings, but there's some big things on the horizon.
Whoop, whoop.
There is. Before I get to that real quick, I want to say two things.
Yes.
One is, so we do reach out to the community to raise the scholarships. So we scholarship up to 90% of tuition for our low-income students.
Wow.
So that means that we need community partners to sow into their education.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right.
So they can make a difference. The other piece to the school that we haven't talked a whole lot about is our character program. And we don't just say we're a Christian school. We're a school that has 10 specific lessons on how do we cultivate joy in kids. We care about the maturity of a child's identity. Do they see themselves as God, as made in God's image,
yeah,
or created, you know, created by Him and related to Him through Jesus Christ? And so, we want to focus in on that culture of blessing with great stories on that, and then leadership communication, which is you've seen as a little bit of what we do now in that, just so that they can, they understand their own gifts and they can communicate those to others and know how to marshal other people's gifts as well.
Yeah, you're ministering to the whole person.
That's
in the context.
Right.
It's really
the school.
Whole child. So yeah. Next, what we want to do is we need a home. We've been in churches for the last 9 years and thankful for all
Praise
of our church
the Lord
partnerships.
For all yep.
They're
yes.
amazing.
Thank you.
But we need a place. You know, specifically, we need a home that can be a permanent place. And we have a piece of land selected on Benson Road. And we are in the middle of a capital campaign so we can raise as much money, because we would, ideally would want to do it debt-free, but raise as much as we can so that we can sow into that, build three buildings initially, hold the entire school, and that allows that, that gives us a platform to really develop our character development program so that other schools can come and see what we're doing,
yeah,
experience it, and then we can be influencing schools awesome. Across the state.
Across the nation, yeah. I mean, this mature identity thing's so important. I saw someone on Facebook post, their child's going to school, fourth grader, and these kids are saying, you're not pretty enough. In order to be pretty, you have to have
horrific.
A, B, C, yep. You know, all this stuff. Like, no, who does God say that you are? And
that's
this
right.
is the stuff we want to take to the nation.
And then, and the thing about it, because we were talking about this before, Danny, when I was out for a visit, is the type of buildings you build. The financial viability and the great stewardship of it is you're not, because you have multiple grades in one room, you're not having all these little separate. So the actual
right.
construction for a school like Oak City Academy is less than what you would expect.
It is. It is. Wide open classrooms, really open space, a lot of natural lighting. But yeah, these rooms are like 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. And so what's the vision? When would you start? How much are you trying to raise? Just give us down to the nitty gritty.
We're trying to raise about $400,000 initially. And ideally, the whole project is about $2 million. So if we can knock off $1 million off that, that would be amazing. So that we can, so really, if we can do all that, then we can be using these funds that come in to actually fund more scholarships.
Yeah.
So if we get this building paid off, $2 million, then we can fund more scholarships, which
right.
opens up more opportunity to kids.
Just to be missional, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we all want to do. We're all on the same page.
So. Our goal is to get this done, you know, in the next 6 to 12 months.
So both of you, just speaking to parents and grandparents here in the Raleigh area, just invite them. Why should they come? Why should they check it out? What do they do?
It'll change your life. It'll change your kid's life, right? I mean, what better investment could we make than in the investment of our child? And so, you know, a lot of people are thinking about college, and we're thinking about it too. We've got three kids, and, you know, saving for that and these kinds of expenses, weddings, all these things, as we know our kids are growing. And at the same time, these are the most formidable years your yeah. child will have. There is a cycle called the shame, fear, control cycle, and it goes back to the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve said, they noticed they were naked. I say naked because I'm from Houston,
yeah,
Texas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to let it go.
and then they were ashamed, and then they hid, right? So they were shame, fear, control, and that happens. A lot of those shame stories start in elementary. And so we're going to be here. We're going to be able to nurture that process. Kids are still going to go through stuff, but we're going to be able to tend to it in a real shepherding environment and nurture it with that Christian worldview, because we know that that's the heart of God, right?
Yes.
And so we're going to get to do that at school.
So if you want to awesome. Partner with us, first step, if you're a parent, grandparent, you want to check out the school, just sign up for a tour online. Go to oakseedacademy.org, sign up for a tour. You'll meet Carrie, and she'll take you around. You'll see Troy, and the kids are amazing. And then if you want to help us sow into building this building or the scholarships, you can donate online as well.
All at oakseedacademy.org.
Yes.
And what's the hope and the prayer to open the doors on that new property when?
We'd love to open the doors by September.
Wow, this year.
This year.
Come on, God.
How cool
would
that be?
God's big
enough. Yeah, I think God's sitting there going, yeah, I know. Thanks for reminding me. But that's, for whatever reason, God involves us to be a part of it. So whether it's your child, your grandchild, and you want to find out about it, just an amazing and unique educational opportunity here to really excel in the way that God made all of us to do that. That's the school side. And then whether you have a student here or not, to know what God is doing here, now you have a responsibility. I'm a pain in your life. and I make you understand things, then now you become responsible for the knowledge that you have. So reaching our neighborhoods, reaching the people that normally couldn't get this kind of an education, being a part of what God's doing here. All of that's at OakCityAcademy.org. Oak City Academy, Danny and Carrie, thanks for being here so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. All right, friends, God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.